This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ready again for another conversation with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken is here from Lake Cardiology down in Honduras, Florida, for almost an hour's worth of research, information, helpful hints as to your health and well-being, and the ability to connect with Ken on a personal level, not only by hearing him and witnessing his research capabilities, his intellect, his intelligence, but also you can get to him in a real live sit-down, either at the office down in Florida, or you can have a telemedicine hookup. A lot of doctors are doing this all over the world. This is an easy connect for Ken. He just dialed 352-735-1400. That's 352 area code 735-1400 to celebrate your good health and good luck with Ken. Let's talk about celebrating. This week, it's World Breastfeeding Week. So where do we go with that? The obvious connection to your health and well-being, in my mind, is directly connected to whether or not you were breastfed. So I know I'm on the right track. I'm not going to ask you that. What do we need to be aware of that we haven't maybe been as aware of when it comes to breastfeeding and the positive angle of doing it?
Well, this is World Breastfeeding Week this week. Let's celebrate all our mothers who are able to breastfeed. Let's celebrate all our mothers who tried to breastfeed and not make any of our mothers who were not able to because they tried and it didn't succeed feel bad. Just the effort of trying is so important. And this is all important to all of us. I was breastfed, and it's just important to our long-term healthiness. And the Department of Labor this week actually launched a campaign called, are you ready? Power to Pump. And it protects nursing mothers' rights. Uh-huh. And this is just to make aware all of those mothers who are pumping this week that or will be pumping later this year. They do have the right. They shouldn't have their job jeopardized because of their desire to breastfeed. And this is a campaign to alert all the mothers that they have this right, the power to pump.
Yep. I like that. That could be something we take into the gym with us too, right?
Absolutely. I did last night.
Yep. Good for you. I'm actually doing it as I've been working back and forth. I oftentimes do it. I don't have my my watch on. I usually put it on when I'm with you. I was a little spooked as a side story for Ken. We keep talking about this Fitbit that's enhanced greatly and in service to people who want it and need it. Ken has it through his offices, and it is something that I can't wear it all the time because it doesn't work fast enough for me to kind of know what time it is. But
called RPM, remote patient monitoring. It is a watch. How fast can it tell you the time?
Well, I get to touch it, and then there's other things going on that I get distracted by, frankly. That's there.
Blood pressure,
look at
heart
the time.
Rate,
I want to know what my blood. Yeah, exactly. And after
oxygen,
you called me last week. Well, you said last Thursday, I think you called me and said that my monitor had showed that I had a heartbeat of 133. And I said, good God, what's that from? And then I had been running up and down the stairs, but I do that every day, all day while I'm on the air. I'm up and down. And so I put it on and I left it there and I called you back later to tell you that the average heartbeat, even when I was busy, was in the low 70s to the low 90s, and I didn't ever see it go above that, but it turned out that the watch was doing strange things when I wasn't wearing it. So, well, I guess that sort of thing can happen, right, with technology.
Well, light can affect it. Temperature can affect it if you're not wearing it. It's like an antenna. It can get sensitive and pick up background ambient temperature or light, and the way it works, and sometimes just give a transient false reading if you don't keep it in the drawer when you're not wearing it. So that's all it was. No big deal. Just to show you we're monitoring it. We picked it up.
There you go. All right, some alcohol info. There are a couple of new studies. Here's one that suggests if you have one drink a day, you'll have a problem with high blood pressure. That's not for everybody, though, is it?
This affects all of us. This is out of the medical journal this week, Hypertension. Whether drinking a little alcohol, Doug, or a lot, daily drinking is tied to higher blood pressure for all of us. Compared with not drinking, just one alcoholic drink a day is associated with higher blood pressure over time, even in people who previously had normal blood pressure levels. Alcohol increases blood pressure by activating the sympathetic fight and flight system. It increases levels of the stress hormone, cortisol, Doug, and it also affects how the kidneys regulate blood pressure. But besides alcohol, there are other contributors to high blood pressure. They include unhealthy diet, obesity, physical inactivity, and tobacco use.
All right, so now let's couple this with another study that shows alcohol deaths on the rise in women, and wondering out loud what some of the signs would be. When somebody comes into your office and you know they've been drinking or they have a problem with alcohol, how do you address that with them? How do you talk to them about what it may be doing to their heart, to the circulatory system, to their body in general?
Well, that's a long conversation. Addiction is not quite my specialty, but I do start it. You know, I definitely have an interest in healthy habits and prevention. So I will definitely start the conversation, and I will ask them to see initially if they're in denial. You know, if they realize what they're doing, if they know with what they're doing, how it's affecting their heart. And then I'll also want to know what's their desire to get into a healthy lifestyle. So with that background, that'll help me to know where I'm headed next.
605,948 people were killed. They died last year because of alcohol use. That's a heck of a lot. It's what, about 100,000, about 700,000 died of heart disease last year, I think. Isn't it some number, something like that? And there are more women now, both. We talked about it with heart disease, how more and more women are dying of that. Now, more and more women are dying of alcohol deaths. And so is this the price we pay for living in a modern society?
Definitely. You know, I think it's pretty obvious.
Yeah. I don't know. When you, what people say.
Women are more sensitive in general. I mean, we know, just background, we know that women just are more sensitive to alcohol. They have, their liver digests it with enzyme levels which are less than what men have. So they're going to be more toxic to the same, they're going to be more sensitive to the same amount of alcohol as a guy. So if a guy has two drinks, a woman has two drinks, they're going to see the toxic effects much quicker than the men are. And, you know, we're talking about liver disease, pancreatitis, heart failure, affecting their fertility, bringing on early menopause, cancer. Breast cancer is a huge issue with women and alcohol. Horrible issue.
Yeah.
Cancer throughout their body, all of their reproductive organs, especially breast cancer.
I want to talk about that. The cancer find, the lady whose cancer cells were harvested in the 1950s, you may or may not have seen that. It's a big story this week, and the family now finally getting recompense for the work that was done on their mother and the cells that came out of her and what it's done to help people who had the cancer. We'll talk about that in a moment. First, though, a suggestion for those of you who want to get away. You got a lot of time left in the summer. This is the early part of August. You had your vacation yet? If you haven't, how about you start by having a couple of free nights in Las Vegas? Yep. Right now, there are 10 operators standing by to take the first 10 callers and give them 2 free nights. Some people have been saying they get 3. I got a call from somebody on the program. Free nights, 3 free nights in Las Vegas. Here's what you do. You call 800-419-DOUG, 800-419-3684. Do it now. Be one of the first 10 callers, and you're on your way. There's no real contest. It's just help yourself, right? Check also the info we have at gooddayshow.com. There's a lot of goings and comings, lots of good shows in Vegas. So if you want a chance to win, right now dial 800-419-3684, if you please. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. When you go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, you may end up connecting with the lovely and talented Elizabeth Miller. Now, people ask me, what are the ingredients of Calitrin?
Well, it's got just really 3 primary ingredients. So the number one ingredient is collagen protein, and that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue, repair joints, and it revs up your metabolism naturally. The second ingredient is digestive enzymes that make sure that your body absorbs all of the collagen protein. The third ingredient is a small amount of aloe vera, and that is just a healing property to add to the Calitrin because, you know, a lot of our customers do have joint pain and old injuries. Yep. The combination of those 3 are just so great for your overall health and well-being, and then, of course, proven for the weight loss.
All right, let's talk about the deal. What can we expect?
Well, right now, we've got a Christmas in July sale, so we've got discounts on every single month of Calitrin, plus we've got our unlimited buy 3, get 3 free.
Check it out at toploss.com. Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with the 5 signs when it comes to, is this for women, men, or everybody, the warning signs that you're having a problem?
This is for everybody, and we were talking about women because women are just so much more sensitive to the ill effects of alcohol earlier. Not that men aren't, but they catch up, but it's just earlier women will be.
All right, number 5.
The amount drinking. Number 5. Being unable to limit drinking.
Number 4.
Continuing to drink despite personal or professional problems.
Number 3.
Needing to drink more to get the same effect or having a very high tolerance compared to others.
Number 2.
Craving or wanting to drink so badly you can't think of anything else.
That I've seen in my life. And number 1.
Irritability or anxiousness when not drinking.
So this is something, you know, when you get right down to it, the craving that some people have, it's like tobacco. It's the same sort of thing. Maybe it's the same as sugar or other things, sex, whatever you have an addiction to. That's what this is about.
Absolutely. This is an addiction. Absolutely.
Yep. All right, Dr. Ken Doug will continue. I have some good news for those of you who like strawberries, the strawberry focus. What does it do for you? We'll find out in a couple of moments here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now on the Good Day Health program, maximum health information from Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. So what's this research that links strawberries? And one would wonder if it's strawberry stuff, maybe it's better, you know, you can associate all berries to having better cognitive function. Yes or no?
Yes. This is out of the annual meeting of the American Society of Nutrition. We talked about their early reports last week, some of the reports towards the end of the week. We'll talk about this week. The big one came with strawberries. What we learned from that meeting is that eating strawberries, Doug, daily, it can improve cognitive, that's the ability to think and remember, the cognitive function in older adults, as well as lower blood pressure and boost antioxidant capacity. So why are strawberries so good? They seem to contain many bioactive compounds. In addition to providing 100% of daily vitamin C, Doug, they are a source of heart-healthy nutrients like folate, potassium, fiber, and polyphenols. Just really good. Watch the anything that may have been sprayed on them that's not healthy. Sometimes pesticides are high on strawberries, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's the skin, and most berries, this year there's been a big warning, in fact, from some of the farming community. I know, because I do that American Family Farmer program in addition to this and the Daily Good Day program, so, and we do a food, farm, and family segment every day on Good Day, and one of the things we did focus on was the greater amount of spraying of things that are contaminants on blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, blackberries, you name it. And the problem also is, Ken, that the sprays can even penetrate through the skin of an apple or the skin of an orange or the skin of a kiwi. And if you're not eating organic stuff, you're going to be exposed no matter how much you scrub it, wash it, dunk it, whatever. You put it through the dishwasher. And you're still going to have the effects of the sprays because they become so potent. Some of the organic people are using, I have found a new spray to get rid of weeds. I've been on my farm trying to redo a number of fields, and there are a lot of weeds, ragweed, and some weeds are easier to get rid of than others. But the spray that you can put on them now is not lethal. whereas the stuff you used to get from Monsanto and DuPont and, you know, that bunch is very bad. You know, Roundup and all that other crap, that stuff's not, you don't want to be exposed to that stuff. And that's what really is. There's some of that stuff on these berries. That was a good call on your part. So
what is in what you're using now that's safe compared to the past years?
I don't have I'm going to look for, let's see for a second here. What did I find? Somebody sent me. Hold on. I haven't got my, I know where it is. It's on my iPhone. I don't have my iPhone in front of me. What makes it safe is the mostly organic compounds that have been put together that don't agree with the, you have to get this stuff onto the roots of the plant. You can't just spray it on the top. A lot of these other, the things are stronger. They'll kill the plant from the top. The stuff that's organic has to be somehow applied so that it gets to the roots. It's got to be early on that you use it, otherwise it won't be effective. So let's say I seeded down a new field. I can spray it with this stuff 2 weeks early, and any roots that are in the ground that haven't started to sprout yet will be killed by this stuff. That's how it works, but I don't remember what's in it.
I'll and if I'm at the grocery store, how do I know that this stuff was used as opposed to other stuff? Is there any way to
just
know?
It's only used on organic stuff. That's
it.
Difference between organic and inorganic. It's 28 after the hour. This is Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. In the headlines this hour, despite facing multiple indictments, former President Trump out on the campaign trail speaking with supporters in Montgomery, Alabama last night.
The fake charges put forth in their sham indictment are an outrageous criminalization of political speech. Just so it is.
Trump slamming President Biden and his Department of Justice for election interference on his social media platform, Truth Social. Trump writing, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." Meanwhile, President Biden wrapping up a 10-day Delaware beach vacation with wife Jill. In other news, chaos in New York City in Union Square after a gamer named Kai with more than 20 million followers on YouTube claims he's gonna give away PlayStation 5s.
Me and Phantom are giving away PCs, gaming chairs, PS5s.
More than 2,000 people showing up. Some people got hurt. New York City police charging him with inciting a riot. Laura Winters, USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
On the Good Day Health Program with Dr. Ken is a focus on low-fiber diets. Let's get to this. Dr. Ken is here. I'm Doug Steffen. By the way, we always are interested in your calls. If you're listening to this program and you have a question for Dr. Ken, feel free to dial 855-999-3684. Remind me, Ken, to throw that number in a couple of times as we go through the program, 855-999-3684. And while I'm thinking of it, what made me think about it was I know that somebody called in with a specific question. People call all the time with general questions. Here's a specific question directed at Ken, and I've forgotten what the guy's name is. Not important. Okay.
Hi, Dr. Ken and Doug. Yes, I want to know if taking medium-chain triglycerides along with alpha-lipoic acid and L-carnitine for strength training adds to the fat buildup of carotid artery accumulation. I'm 73, 6'2", 175, and that's it. Thank you very much. I appreciate all you do. Thank you.
Yeah, medium-chain triglycerides, they do have many potential health benefits. They're not a ticket to dramatic weight loss, as some have tried. There may be some modest benefit there, and they also may have a role in endurance exercise training. If you want to try it, I'm okay. Just keep an eye on your cholesterol profile. I hope it doesn't add to your triglyceride count. It shouldn't, but just make sure once a year get that checked.
Once a year, get it checked. All right. Let's see what we can do about low-fiber diets. If you're pregnant, ladies, listen up. Ken's got some very important things for you to think about.
Yes, we're talking about pregnant ladies, as Doug said this week. We are celebrating World Breastfeeding Week, as we said earlier before. And as Doug often points out, there's often in the world's medical literature a pattern each week, and this week we see it again. In Frontiers in Nutrition, there's this article that lets us all know that too little fiber in mom's diet during pregnancy actually may slow a baby's mental development. The recommended daily dietary fiber intake for all of us in America and Canada is 28 grams of fiber a day. So pregnant women thinking about getting pregnant, especially need this to keep their new child healthy, but we all need this to stay healthy. And so how do you get it? So good sources of dietary fiber, they include nuts and seeds, whole grains, fruits, and vegetables.
That's pretty easy. Pretty easy. And why wouldn't you want your baby to be exposed to the best of everything, right? No matter what. People say, well, I can't get organic or good things because I don't have the money. What are you spending your money on? What's more important than what you're producing in your body and will give birth to in 9 months? You're telling me that something else is more important than that? What could that be? I would like to know the answer to that question. And do I sound a little judgmental there with the way I ask the question? I guess I'm being somewhat judgmental. All right, speaking of judgmental, Ken, whenever he sees a story about cannabis that's negative, let's go for it. And I know I tease him sometimes because
he thinks I make these up.
No, AI. I don't think you make them. AI. I think you just find them. And that's something else I actually want to talk to you about, AI in medicine. But first, let's talk about the what's happening with cannabis as we have more and more people smoking it. It's legal in 26 or 28 states. It's legal all around the world. People are smoking stuff that's a lot worse than that. I was teased this week because I'm pretty naive when it comes to this stuff. I didn't know what a hookah was. A hookah, whatever it is. Do you know? You know what it is, right? Hookah,
yeah.
Hookah. Yeah, my
not a woman.
Yeah, no, it's not. Excuse me. That's how they refer to them in New England, though. All right, let's get to this. What's the story?
Okay, so this comes out of the medical journal Addiction, Doug, as legalization, as you're pointing out, of both of medical and recreational marijuana has spread, so have cases of cannabis poisoning. So what's this cannabis poisoning? It stems from ingesting too much marijuana in one go. So cannabis poisoning, it can cause, you ready, sleepiness, dizziness, high blood pressure, palpitations, feeling of lethargy, a fast heart rate, nausea, vomiting, agitation, and irritability. Most concerning, Doug, children, they're particularly vulnerable with extreme cases, having the potential to send some child patients into a coma.
Ooh. All right. Well, there you go. Nothing good about that. I don't even like the smell of it. At one point in time, I was going to grow. We were planning a grow on my farm, and people all laughed at me because they know I don't do, my close friends know I don't do drugs, never have, never smoked anything. I don't drink, so how come you're growing this stuff? Well, it was a way for me to pay off the mortgage on the farm. It didn't happen anyway, but there are lots and lots of dispensaries all around the country that are selling lots of marijuana. People are getting high. People use it to go to bed, to sleep. Well, they use it for all kinds of things. And there are many people who would tell you that they'd rather have it than not. So, you know, what's the old thing? A word to the wise is sufficient. The more you know, maybe that's how you make your decisions. But as Ken says, I don't make this stuff up. So, at any rate, there's something else. I want to talk about artificial intelligence and how it's going to affect going to your office, how it's going to affect people in general. Cardiology is one thing. Your specialty is cardiology. So let's be specific and talk about how artificial intelligence will determine your risk of a heart attack or heart disease, for example.
Boy, how much time do we have?
All right, let me do a break, and then we'll take the rest of the time in the segment to talk about that. All right, hold on. Dr. Ken and Dr. Doug. Doug doesn't have a license, but it's nice to... when People say, I don't play one on the radio. Yeah, every once in a while I do play one on the radio. It's helpful, hopefully. That's what we're all about here on Good Day Health. Get the Good Day Health podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts, answers to questions, etc. When people ask me why it is that I'm so supportive of Calitrin, because I have been there and done that. I'm not a heavy person by nature, but every once in a while I get a roll from having ice cream at a time when Ken says I shouldn't have it, like when I go to bed. But I do like the ice cream. So it produces a roll at certain times of the year, and that's how I got acquainted with Calitrin. And now I'm so happy to be able to be a spokesperson for them and your weight loss stories, because there are so many of them. There are thousands, tens of thousands, millions of people actually have been on the program in the past 26 years. So why should you get on it? Because you want to be successful not only in losing the weight, but keeping it off. I was looking at there are a number of consultants that you can get to by going to the website, toploss.com, that'll help. They'll verify your progress. They'll help you with advice. All kinds of great reasons to go to toploss.com. That's why you choose Calitrin, because it works. It's made in the USA, FDA-approved facilities. It's tested for quality and purity. It's perfect for men and women. I can go on and on and on. My time is up, though. So check it out at toploss.com. Lose weight, keep it off the natural way, the simple way, the easy way, the successful way. Toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. Get the BOGO deal. Actually, you buy three, you get three free, and you get free shipping at toploss.com. Joining us now for a regular visit. She is a regular visitor, always welcome, because she always has that bright, uplifting overview, and maybe that's because she had success at a point in her past. She decided she wanted to lose some weight, and she found out about this product called Calitrin. So now Elizabeth Miller is happy to tell you she lost 40 pounds on it. Now, okay, Elizabeth, can I take Calitrin if I'm on a heart medication?
Always, yes. We actually have doctors who recommend it, heart doctors who recommend it. We've even got doctors who take it, doctors, nurses.
All right, let's talk about the deal right now. And you go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. What can we expect if we decide we want to buy 90-day supply?
Right now, we've got a Christmas and July sale, so we've got discounts on every single month of Calitrin, plus we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, we can help you do it, and you can save big on this sale.
Check it out at toploss.com.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. All right, back to artificial intelligence here with Dr. Ken. I'm not suggesting that he's artificially intelligent, nor am I suggesting I make too many mistakes to be artificially intelligent. I don't like the idea of it. I don't, maybe it's me being an old fuddy-dud, but people say, oh, you're going to get up with the times. There's nothing about AI that makes me think that's good for where we are. So how does it play into what you may do in your office, Ken?
Well, in medicine, we're going to just hear me out for a second because I think you may look at this a little differently after this good conversation. In medicine, we're going to have AI going forward, and we're going to have to be careful how we use it. It may turn out to be very helpful if it's used properly, but we're going to have to be careful with it. And what I'm going to call AI may not be what you call AI. In medicine, I think we should call this assisted intelligence.
Okay.
Assisted intelligence, because in medicine, and I think everywhere in tech, in commercially used, you have to have a human being supervising this. You just can't put out AI on its own with no humans watching. Remember when Boeing introduced the 737 and it had those two crashes? Those two crashes were because of AI was on board as a safety, and the pilots were not even told that that AI was there.
They didn't know how to use it. Yeah, right. Yeah.
They didn't know it was there. They didn't know how to use it, and it was supposed to keep the nose steady, and it wasn't functioning properly, and the pilots didn't know how to disable it. So AI, when used properly, is going to be exceptionally helpful in medicine, but it's going to need to be always, always supervised by a human, and it's going to help us to be better. It's going to be assisted intelligence, not artificial intelligence, if we use this thing properly. But it's going to help us, I think, in the next year, maybe even sooner, most x-rays, if not all of them, will probably be overread by AI. I think a lot of the scheduling that goes on in hospitals will be assisted by AI. I think that when we collect data through our histories, we'll help collect that data, keep it organized in our records, and maybe even help with our diagnostic efforts. But it won't be done alone, because we need a human being with the patient, because no matter what machine you build, it's not going to be able to glean that humanness that another human can sense when you're interacting face-to-face with a human being. You know, I like telehealth, but there's in some situations it's good, but not in all. In the best situation is still face-to-face, human-to-human. But I will look forward to having assisted intelligence help me be better than I am, but it'll never take the place of me alone. So, and I know the public doesn't want that. I know if I was a patient, I would never want that. But so if it's used to assist, not replace the human physician, it'll be wonderful. But if it replaces us, it's going to be horrible.
Yeah, no. Maybe that's the way we should look at it in general across the board for its uses outside of medicine as well as inside of medicine. So that was a great primer in how it'll work. Have you got salespeople knocking on your door wanting you to buy this product or that product?
Yes.
Yeah, I would bet you do. All right. Dr. Ken and Doug Steffen with Good Day Health. Coming up in a moment, questions for Dr. Ken, a myriad. We'll do as many as we have time for. That's up next here on Good Day Health.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Welcome into Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, bringing you a program of information, intellect, conversation. Ken is certainly one of the great conversationalists and therapists when it comes to actually, because, you know, doctor's a therapist. He's a physical therapist in that he's working for you to help you with your blood pressure, help you with hypertension, help you with things that are cardiological, things that are circulatorial. I like that word, circulatorial. I got that. I don't know. Hold on to that one. At any rate, you can reach out to Ken and connect 352-735-1400. We were talking in the body of Good Day Health about telemedicine. That doesn't replace you actually going to the doctor, but it certainly can help you go down the right path. So if you have a question and you can't get to Ken personally, set up an appointment with his office, 352-735-1400. And not to confuse you with numbers, but one of the other things you can do to reach out to Ken is to dial up 855-999-3684 and ask a question for Dr. Ken. Ask a question. We'll put you on the air if it's a good question. 855-999-3684. Okay, speaking of questions, what's the best treatment for acne?
Boy, who hasn't gone through teenage years without having some acne, right?
Yep, I had a lot of it. Oily skin. I used to take tetracycline. And people used to, as I got older, said, "Ooh, that's bad for your heart." Well, obviously it hasn't killed me. As a matter of fact, my heart's pretty good. But I remember having acne and not liking it. Woof.
Right. This comes out of the Annals of Family Medicine, July-August edition. It's a review, Doug, of more than 200 studies. And to the top of the heap, what is the best treatment? Seems to be Accutane. This comes on top in the comparison of all the different acne treatments. Accutane, it's a high-dose vitamin A that targets the main causes of acne by shrinking oil-producing sebaceous glands, killing bacteria that can cause breakouts, and preventing clogged pores and cooling inflammation. However, while it's highly effective, it does have its fair share of side effects, Doug, namely the risk for severe birth defects, concern about liver problems and depression. So this needs to be assessed with the help of a physician. And then the plan B is what you and I are more familiar with what we as little boys and girls had more exposure to. And this was combining antibiotics, as you were talking about, either oral or topical, with retinoids and benzoyl peroxide. Who doesn't remember putting some of that alcohol on a little cotton and then onto our faces? This is probably the second best option for most patients.
Why do we have oily skin when we're younger and it goes away when we get older?
Hormonal changes.
All right, that makes sense. All right, so that's that question. Can a few minutes of intense daily activity cut our risk? We talked about in the main body of Good Day Health how it is good for your blood pressure, et cetera, et cetera. What about cancer?
Absolutely. And again, another example how exercise is treatment. My favorite drug, but exercise definitely is therapy. This comes out of JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, the oncology edition just this week. We learned that just 4 to 5 minutes of vigorous physical activity, it could reduce cancer risk significantly among people who have been generally inactive. And if you've been inactive and you want to get suddenly vigorous, talk to your doctor. Make sure it's a safe thing. Make sure they don't need to check the heart out before you get vigorous for the first time in a long time.
Right. All right. What's the test for children when it comes to sinusitis? A question, you know, stick a nasal swab into a child. This happened a lot during COVID, as I remember. There are different ways of cutting antibiotic use, and we only have a minute, so maybe this is a quick answer.
How do you know if your child has sinusitis? Yeah. I guess you're wondering. And this can cause an inflammation of the child's face, make it swell, tender, swelling around the eyes. And this usually is diagnosed by signs and symptoms by the pediatrician, and then it's treated with a number of things, and we don't have enough time to go into all that.
Well, but it's something that can be checked. I think there's a whole bunch of new stuff coming out about COVID, including that lab in Kansas that was owned by the Chinese that was doing research on COVID. But that's something to dig into, man. What a wild ride that is going to be as people discover more and more about that. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Questions for Dr. Ken on Good Day Health.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.